One day when I went in to meet with Sayadaw, he began our group. It's my recollection anyway that he began our group with a kind of a reflection. He was sitting behind his desk and kind of looking off to the side and said, "You know, I've been thinking about how to talk about awareness of awareness." And he said, I think it's kind of like looking through glasses. Those of you who have glasses will maybe connect or resonate with this analogy. That the glasses are the whole way we can see the objects in the world. I am pretty myopic, and so, you know, the objects are pretty fuzzy this way, and the glasses create the ability to really see the world clearly. But he said, usually we're not too aware of the glasses. We're much more interested in what the glasses show us, the objects, the experience. And so he said, becoming aware of awareness is kind of like recognizing the glasses. And it's not like my eyes can see the glasses, right? Our eye can't see itself, and it's not like I'm looking at the glasses like this. It's much more of a sense of stepping back and understanding. There's the knowing of seeing the world through this function of the glasses. And for those of you who don't wear glasses, perhaps the analogy of using binoculars could work. If you are looking with binoculars, there's certain things you can see much more clearly. I was recently in a place where the Milky Way was just so clear on a moonless night, and took the binoculars out and looked up at the Milky Way. It's astounding what's revealed with those binoculars. And I must admit, I wasn't appreciating the binoculars as much as I was appreciating what I was seeing with the binoculars. And yet we may be able to have that sense of the quality or the function of what we are looking through. And so that's kind of the sense of awareness of awareness. It's not a turning around, not a turning around and having the sense of looking at awareness and that you're not aware of objects. Sometimes people try to do that. It's like try to look, turn around and look right at the awareness. Sometimes that can happen, that awareness really becomes the object and the other senses kind of recede substantially. But mostly we become aware of awareness through how it knows objects. And many different ways that objects show up. The awareness seems to expand or shrink at times. It feels like the awareness may expand or shrink to fit the object. When the mind is focused, the awareness comes down and takes in that experience. When the experience is more diffuse, the awareness can feel more broad. At times it can feel like the awareness is broad and there are experiences coming into that awareness. So many different ways of experiencing the way our mind meets objects, meets experience. I was on retreat a couple of years ago up in Washington State in the winter time, and unusually, at this particular location, there was a really heavy snowstorm, and it stayed cold for days. really below freezing for many days, and so the snow stayed really fluffy, light. I could go out and blow, and the snow would just waft into the air. It was that light. And after the sun came out, it still stayed cold. It was still below freezing. But as the sun came out, it kind of loosened the snow from the trees. It had been clinging to the trees. It was a lot of snow, 8 inches or so. And as the snow loosened from the trees, it started falling in the forest. I was walking through the forest and, you know, noticing, looking up and seeing, you know, the sun rays coming through the trees, filtering through the trees, and then as the snow would fall, I would see a glistening of the snow. It was very beautiful. It was just, you know, just like this glistening of snow in the sky. Because it wasn't coming down quickly, it was floating down. And then one day, I was just gazing out my window into the courtyard that was right outside. And it was very shaded, the courtyard. So I knew the sun was out, but there was no sun in the courtyard that I could see. And actually, I think I was standing on the deck. I think I went outside and I was standing on the deck as I was looking out. And heard and saw a snowfall right in the courtyard. And to my surprise, the snowfall lit up in the air. And it was startling because there was no evidence of sun in the courtyard. I got curious. It's like, wow, where is that sun? And it's there. Obviously, it's there. As soon as the snow fell, it was no longer visible. But I went over and I looked under the deck, and there were a couple of spots of sun under the deck that I couldn't see. And so I could tell there was sun streaming through the courtyard that was not visible in the air or anywhere that I was looking, just these small spots on the ground. And in that moment, it became a kind of an analogy in my mind around the consciousness, the knowing, and the object. And in this case, the snowfall revealed the sun. And the other times when I was walking through the forest and seeing the sun, it was almost as if I was thinking that the sun was revealing the snow falling. The sun was revealing what was there. But in this case, the snow revealed the sun. And then when the snow vanished, the sun was no longer apparent. And so this is a way, to me, it's like the knowing and the experience. They are two sides of the experience. The knowing and the experience are two sides of the experience. And sometimes the objects, the experiences, can reveal the awareness to us. How we meet experience, how awareness knows the objects. The objects, how they are, can reveal awareness to us. As I was sitting, the experience of awareness started as a very broad experience, quite pleasant. The objects were pretty diffuse. A sense of broad calm and peace. And then there were some discrete experiences like the just now, the sound of the dog and just some bird. And so the awareness started curious about those objects and then got interested in the awareness of those objects. And then it felt like the awareness was popping. And that experience was not so pleasant. Just this discontinuity. And I recognized that there was a little bit of a little bit of not liking that experience. A little bit of a sense of nowhere to land. Awareness disappears. It's just like there's nothing. You know, it just feels like there's nowhere to really land. Nothing stable. So a sense of vulnerability, uncontrollability, and some resistance to that. And then there was this bird. Kind of the object came in, an object came in really strongly, and the awareness was right there. It was, again, it was the kind of the sense of the sound of the bird revealing the creation of the knowing of it in that moment. I was like, wow, who did that? The bird did its thing, and awareness arose, met that experience. It was there. Not me, not my doing. And that really allowed the relaxation of the kind of the sense of the discomfort around nowhere to land. It's like, I don't need to land. Objects arise and awareness is there. No need to be a one who lands. Awareness takes care of itself. We don't have to make it happen. And as we get a taste of the experience of being aware of awareness, and as I said, this is something, again, the mind can recognize. At first, we may, hearing something like this, it can sometimes help us to stumble into that experience. The question, am I aware, can help us stumble into that experience. And yet, as we do stumble into it, at times it can be really, really pleasant, very interesting. And there can be a very strong tendency to try to go there, try to create that. In particular, one experience I had at Shui Umin, I was sitting in the meditation hall and had some unpleasant experience arise, and as that unpleasant experience arose, there the awareness was awareness of awareness was there, and the awareness of objects was there simultaneously. It's like I knew the awareness and I knew the objects, and the unpleasantness was just like seen with the awareness. It's like seeing really knowing that awareness was meeting that feeling of unpleasant. It was so cool. And it was effortless. It wasn't something I was doing. It just happened. It was a pointing almost. It was a revelation of that kind of possibility. And as I left the hall, I started experiencing a wave of something unpleasant, and I tried to do it. And I actually could do it. But the motivation for that was aversion to the unpleasant and greed for the pleasant of that experience. Kind of the simultaneous there, you know. I ended up with about a 3-hour aversion attack following that. Out of that, like, grabbing for that pleasant experience and the pushing away, I went and reported this to Sayadaw, and he just laughed at me. I said, don't try to do that. Just notice when awareness is knowing the objects and when it's knowing awareness, and when it knows both together. And so the thing he encouraged me to do there was just, and also he said, get curious about what makes the switch. You know, sometimes the awareness will be in awareness and then it will switch. Kind of like seeing to looking, that exploration we talked about, going from seeing to looking, it's kind of similar in a way. Knowing a broad awareness, or knowing the awareness, and then the objects, knowing the objects. What makes that switch? What happens there? And so that became my curiosity, not to try to have one or the other, to just be curious. Oh, the attention focused on an object here. Okay, and then it shifts to a different kind of experience. It knows the awareness. Maybe at times, and this was an interesting one when this began to be available, it's like, oh, awareness of object. Oh, awareness of awareness of focus. And not, oh, awareness of object. Aware of awareness being some big thing, but aware of awareness as a focused awareness. So different ways awareness is experienced. Just be curious. How is it for you? What are you noticing?